For those of you who think about Texas more than you think about the federal government, just a quick refresher. We now have, for the first time in several years, five FERC commissioners with a new chairman, Kevin McIntyre, who came in late last year. And as you met already, Commissioner Richard Glick, who came in most recently. FERC has evolved a lot over the last two decades. It used to be a pretty off-to-the-side, nonpartisan agency, lots of technocrats who had to be responsible for getting the lights, maintaining, you know, making sure the lights stayed on, and the politics of the federal government didn't often come into play. That started to change a lot as economics have changed, as the resource mix have changed, as MATS came into play, as federal regulation, as the Clean Power Plan began to get talked about, people started paying a lot more attention to FERC. At the same time, natural gas pipeline certification, which Commissioner Glick mentioned, started to become a bigger deal, and landowners, frontline communities fighting against pipeline being placed in their communities have really taken to FERC as a political target. So there's the nice place we work where we kind of left politics out has gone to the wayside in a lot of cases. When you think about how FERC implicates renewable energy, I think of it in three areas: transmission, service, and planning. Electricity sales and markets, and then operations. FERC has lots of jurisdiction, all of the colored areas on the map, the non-colored areas on the map. Of course, the place it doesn't have jurisdiction is right here, which maybe is a great relief or maybe a big bummer. I don't know how you feel about that. You think about environmental regulations that we focus on as attorneys and the thousands of pages of laws and regulations when we talk about NEPA or the Clean Air Act or the Clean Water Act. That's not the case relative when you talk about the Federal Power Act. In fact, when it comes to electricity regulation, you've got two provisions, Section 205 and Section 206, that provide FERC with the kind of wide jurisdiction it exercises with very few words.